Hello, good day, and welcome to Artsy World. Today, I will be presenting you one highly detailed lithographic print of a set of four, created in 2014 by Jake and Dinos Chapman. Entitled The Lisper Lisps, The Stutterer Stutters, The Dyslexic Dyslexics 4, this painting represents a young childish-looking boy with blue skin, blonde hair, a strange nose, an evil-looking smile, and empty eye sockets with some sort of swirly, curly, round shapes that seem to replace the missing eyes. He seems to be emptying a bag filled with different-sized eyeballs. He is surrounded by darkness in a half-outside-seeming room, which could be interpreted as hell. Above him, the night sky is visible, containing many snowflake-like-looking stars that clearly light up the image to give it a sense of time. The moment we lay eyes on this image, we are completely fascinated by the childlike, monstrous-looking boy's face, which, I find, depicts a kind of death mask. Our gaze then wanders down a bit to his hands that are on the table, next to where the eyeballs he has are to be seen. It's a creepy and weird-looking piece of art with a strange feel to it when you look at it. How to interpret this? The fact that the young boy has no eyeballs but collects them leaves us with the question, why? An act of revenge or despair because of his loss? Maybe he was even cursed. To me, it looks as if this boy must have gone eyeball hunting, sneaking into young, innocent children's rooms while they slept, taking out their eyeballs, stuffing them into his bag, and bringing them back to his hideout to then add them to his collection. So this image probably represents the moment when he comes back to his hideout. The viewer is probably made to feel a chill in the neck at such a gruesome deed, and to think, what could the odds be of this boy's action? The style of this print could remind us of Tim Burton's animated movies, and it has a certain attractiveness to it, making it very appealing to young kids, although it might scare them all the same. Depending on each person, it can either scare or amuse, and in my case, it scares me more, kind of reminding me of my childhood times when I would have dreams about these sort of scary things.